Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and I'm sure you can tell by the title of this episode that it's just going to be my New Year's goals and resolutions. And it's funny because I vaguely remember doing this at the start of last year, and I just looked back and I was like, oh wow, I did do this episode a year ago. And let me tell you, I did not look back at those goals like once throughout the year. And some of them, I was shocked to see if any of you remember some of those. Some of those I did think about and I did work towards and revisit. But literally, you guys, it was like 25 or more, like 25, 26, 27 goals. Did I really think I was going to do all of them and be a perfect person? I also didn't really have like actionable steps that I took daily, weekly to get there. So I'm questioning myself from a year ago. And I'm like, why did I not like save those, write them down somewhere that I could check back often? Like, I must have just been really motivated recording that episode, being like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna eat out once a month. Like, what? I'm laughing at myself looking back. But I feel like I'm in a much better mindset this year. I feel like I have some more discipline. I'm very committed to my New Year's goals and resolutions. No, I'm going to be gentle with myself. I feel like I have a good balanced mindset. Oh, Brody's moving around. Hi, Brody. He's laying under the table right now at my feet. We have the perfect setup, you guys, today, okay? Welcome back. I'm welcoming myself back. Sorry, I have been a little MIA. And you know what? The podcast used to be the number one resolution, okay, for being MIA. But to finish my thought, I'm going to be less scatterbrained. Okay, there's a resolution that is not written down, but I'm just saying right now, I'm going to stop being a chicken with my head cut off. I'm going to finish my thoughts and move on. It'll probably be a lot easier to listen to that way. I was saying, perfect setup right now because got the candle burning. I just finished my coffee. I'm probably going to be hyper. I'm probably going to go into it. I need to not chug an iced coffee before I record because I'm like, da 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 da. And Brody and I braved the snow today, the blizzard in the park, and we walked around. I almost froze to death and also almost ate shit like 3 times. It was so like not plowed and slippery and whatever. But you know what? I'm getting my steps in. You guys will hear that's one of my goals. So I'm like, gotta get in the step somehow, even though it's freezing in winter, it makes it a little bit harder. It's just like a fun challenge. So yeah, Brody's all sleepy. We had a nice walk to start our day and my coffee. I actually just had like my second breakfast because I had a yogurt bowl with granola and berries, some protein. That's another goal of mine we'll get into. I'm just like giving you little hints, little foreshadowing crumbs of what my goals are. But just before I was going to record, I'm like, why do I literally feel ravenous? Like, it's only 2 hours later, I'm starving. So I made like some oatmeal with almond butter. Oh, so good. Anyway, great vibe. I got my hair mask in right now. My like hair oiling, that's kind of one of the things. I'm really just like getting after. I've been doing all the things, journaled, feeling like my best self. 2024 is the year of us, okay? You and me, you listening to this, and me right now, we are going to be the best versions of ourselves, because why wouldn't we, you know? Okay, as I was saying the podcast needs to be the number one resolutions. Number one resolution, let's just talk about this quick. Here's the thing, okay? Talking to yourself by yourself is a lot. I don't know if any of you have your own podcast on your own. And I'm like, it was fun for a while. I can only talk to myself for so long now. And I'm also like, at some point, I'm like, I've done all the topics. Like, We've talked about all the things. We've talked about the body image, the healing, the grieving, the goals, the health, the favorites. I don't know. And there's always more to talk about. We can always like revisit, you know, feel like one of my very first ones was like overcoming an unhealthy relationship with food, body image, stuff like that. And obviously that was years ago now. So we can always like check back in. But yeah, I don't want to complain. You guys know I love the podcast. Just, I got to figure out my intention for the pod this year. And you know what? Thinking about it, like I do love it so much. I always say it's my little baby, and it really is, because it literally means the world to me. It means so much to me. It motivates me so much in person when I meet you guys and you say you love the pod. You're like, please post more on your podcast. I love your podcast episodes so much. I listen to them driving to work. They make me feel so inspired. That you keep me company on long car rides. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm going to cry right now. I have tears in my eyes. Like, it means the world to me. And I just feel like we are such a special little community. However, I do think about, not like however, but so I do love it. So what I've been thinking about, a new-ish idea that I have, is the idea of a co-host. I've actually thought about that like a lot, like kind of for a while. And I don't know if I've ever mentioned that. I just want to be really open and honest with you guys. Because like I said, all on my own gets kind of like, I don't know, just like less fun after a while. And I'm just not totally sure about it. I've thought about it for so long, because it seems like there's not like a perfect scenario for me. I need to like not make excuses or not worry about it too much. And like if I want to co-host, just pick somebody and go for it. But also, I don't know. Do you guys have thoughts? I don't know. Because I wouldn't want to like make it one of my personal friends that you guys like don't know. And you're like, who's that? And you don't like, I don't know. The thought of mixing business and personal with a personal friend and that relationship changing seems hard. I get very wary about that, because I feel like that happens a lot in like the social media world, right? Where people I know will hire like a family member or a best friend, and sometimes it works and sometimes the dynamic can really work. If it's like, I don't know, a podcast, an assistant, a manager, whoever, whatever that is. But sometimes it can like change the dynamic and not work out, and that's not how it's supposed to be. I don't know. I just get really weird about that, because I never want to change the dynamic that I have with like a friend or a family member. We're just being really real right now. So then I think about, okay, with what more of one of my like business friends, if you will, who I've met through social media, who has like social media of their own, that would be great, because they already, you know, are used to talking on camera, talking on a mic, whatever it may be. So that seems great. But also, I don't know, I think it would be like conversation would flow more when I think of like some of my very best friends. But also, do any of them want to even like do a podcast with me? Like, I don't know, you guys. Or my twin sister, like, I don't know if she would want to do that. And then like probably 99% of my options wouldn't be able to record with me in person. And I feel like that's something that I would really want. Like, I think about, honestly, I think a lot about my favorite podcast to listen to, the What We Said podcast. Shout out JC and Chelsea. And they record like every week together in person. They're best friends, and it's just so fun, and they just get to like hang out and chat, and I love listening to that. So sorry, we're getting to a whole discussion here. So I would love to have that of my own, to be able to like chat with a friend, go back and forth, hear their ideas too. You know, we probably have like differing opinions on certain things, so I just think it would be like a more interesting conversation. But they record in person again, and I don't want to like have a co-host that lives across the country from me, and then we can't record in person. I feel like it's not like the same. Like, I guess you could record over your own mics and put it together. I don't know. Do you guys have thoughts? Maybe this, I'm just having a crisis with my podcast, and maybe you guys are like, no, just keep it as you. I don't know. And obviously I'm like, oh, Max could do the podcast with me. He'd be like, yeah, okay, no. He's like, oh, he'll co-star here and there. You know, he's had his appearances, but I don't know if he'd really like be interested. So yeah, and that's a really like mixing personal with business. Like, I don't know. I just like to keep that separate. You guys know in my vlogs and stuff, when I'm with my closest friends, social time, like at dinner and stuff, I'll usually film like a 5-second clip and be like, sorry, it's the next day, I didn't film at all, because that's like, I'm on camera and computer and filming and photos and videos and mic and podcast like all day long. So then when I'm with people in my personal life, I just like to keep it that way, kind of have it separate. Like, it feels like I can, like, turn off my brain and, yeah, like, business mindset for a second. So, I don't know. Do you guys have thoughts on any of this? Maybe I just need to be more inspired on my own and listen to more of what you guys want and topics. And also, I can do more guests. Like, I used to be way better when I first started the podcast, more motivated, finding fun guests. I guess that's, like, a good compromise now that I'm just talking about it out loud. Not having a co-host, just having more guests, so it's, like, still have someone to bounce ideas off of, and they, like, I can just always, that'll just be interesting to always have new guests. So maybe we'll do that. I'm just thinking about all these things. Also, any thoughts on, like, a video component of the podcast? That's another thing. I don't know. I've thought about that for, like, a year or two whenever people started doing video versions of their podcast. But that is just so funny to me because I have never once looked up a video version of a podcast. But I have friends of mine that are like, oh, we love watching, like, this podcast, like, on YouTube or something. I feel like now, aren't there video ones on, like, Spotify these days? I think, I don't even know, you guys, because I don't watch them. And I listen to a podcast because I'm multitasking. I'm cleaning, I'm driving, I'm cooking, I'm whatever. But I know a lot of people, like, want that nowadays. I've totally the idea of it. However, if it's just me on a video just chatting on a mic, like, probably not. But those have been my thoughts. I don't know. You guys can DM me if you have really good opinions. Or you can comment on my happy hour Instagram post that I will post to promote this episode. That's, like, where you guys should go if you want to make comments on it. Because I wish you could just, like, comment on this episode, but there's not, like, comments on the podcast app, you know? So, yes. Sorry. That's kind of, like, the inner workings of my brain. Okay. Let's catch up to speed really quick on a lot of things. It's been a month since you and I have had a chat. Okay. You guys get the real tea in no specific order. Well, actually, this is in order of, like, beginning of December. Let's just recap December, okay? You get the real tea because I have not said this, like, anywhere else yet on Instagram, YouTube, anything. I think when I talked about, like, wedding Q&A, I was like, oh, like, we, like, officially just sent our first email to a wedding planner. Like, we're getting it started. But the update is we've actually been going back and forth over email, Max and I together, which has been fun. And already I'm like, why am I overwhelmed and stressed already? I need to, like, not be. I just am like, oh my God, there just seems like so many things. But once we get our planner and venue solidified, I'm sure I'll feel like 1,000 times better. So we've been going back and forth a bunch with potential wedding planners and venues. So that's fun that we're getting the process started. Also, I don't think I said this anywhere else, but I feel like some of the best advice we got, one of the best pieces of advice we got, I don't know if I think I heard this from a girlfriend, or maybe it's a TikTok. I feel like I've heard this multiple times, to make a joint email when you are planning your wedding so that you both can, like, reply to vendors, venues, planners, whatever it is, and you both, like, have access on there. So we made our little joint email, and yeah, that's the update on that. Fun. We're also looking at venues in person early February during Max's All-Star break. So that'll be fun. That is, I'm going to be like, pinch me. Whoa. You know, like, that's going to be so weird, but I'm really excited. You guys already know I talked about in my last episode, like a month ago, early December, I talked about being in New York City, right? Or maybe I talked about going, like, I was about to go to New York City with Taylor, Hannah, Lucy, and our trip with Buick, and that was just a blast. That really, like, got me into the holiday spirit, obviously seeing Rockefeller Center, the tree, Bryant Park, Christmas markets, all the things. Then, probably, like, mid-December, I spent a week in Boston, which was just good for my soul. Like, every time I'm there, I'm like, I have my personality back. My soul is so happy. I just feel so, I don't know. This is reminding me, I feel like I said something in a YouTube video. I'm like, I am not meant to be where I am currently because I just feel so, like, weighed down here, heavy. It's gray, it's dark, it's cold. And in Boston, I mean, the climate isn't much different at all, but it's just so weird in different places how you can feel so different and, like, motivated, unmotivated, happy, sad. And someone commented and was like, oh, there's literally, like, astrological, geographical, oh my God, I'm gonna mess this up. Basically something where maybe different astrological zodiac signs are meant to be in, like, different areas of the world. I don't know. It's something. And I have not looked it up. I'm saying it all wrong. It's coming out all wrong. But all I know is, and I feel like everyone can agree, you feel different living in different places, and you feel more drawn towards certain cities or locations that you live and feel like happier in certain places. So that's just me in Boston. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe just because I have so many good memories living there in college, having a really fun college experience. And there's just always like so much to do. But see, it's the perfect amount to me in my eyes, because New York City, a little bit overwhelming. I could totally live in New York City, love it there. I think I would feel a little overwhelmed and a little bit always like having FOMO if I wasn't like going out every night, doing all the events, all the things, because there's just always so much. But Boston feels like the perfect in between, where it's like, to me, like a homey, cozy city where I can relax, but I can also always be doing things. So there's just like so much going on. It's so fun. So I had the best week. I lined up all my appointments. It was great. So my hairdresser, Kyle, love him so much. Solano Akote, shout out. Best hairdresser ever. And went a little bit darker, you guys saw. That's that update. All of you love it. You guys are like, oh my gosh, looks so good. Looks so much better. This is it. This is for you. And I'm like, are you guys blowing smoke up my ass? Because I just feel like whenever anyone makes a change to their hair, everyone's like, love it. Yes, looks so good. Like, no one ever says anything bad. But I'm like, can we, like, be for real for a second? I feel like I am meant to be blonde. Come on, people. I'm like, I know I'm naturally brunette. And I feel like this year everyone's, like, going with the trend of, like, your natural hair color is what looks best on you. Like, that's natural. Which, yes, I understand. But I just feel the most me when I'm blonde. And no, I don't need to be, like, the platinum white blonde all over again, like way too much bleach, hair falling out, breaking off, so dead. But I do think I will end up going back a little bit. Maybe if it's just like blonde baby lights in the front, just like a little lightness in the front, like a little, you know, what is that term everyone's saying? Brown and blonde put together? Blonde. I think that's what the girlies are saying these days. Like a brown brunette combo. So that's kind of where we're at. Except for I got a bunch of low lights, toned it way down, kind of did a really small money piece in the front. But for overall, I would say my hair looks like a medium light brown. So, yeah, eventually I'd probably do like a thicker money piece, maybe more, again, baby lights in the front, like blonder on the bottom. We'll see how it goes. But for now, I'm loving taking a break from the bleach, focusing on the health of my hair. That's the only reason I did it, or I would stay as blonde as I could forever if I had really thick, healthy hair that wasn't breaking off, because you guys know I, like, opened up about that. I'm like, for the first time in forever, it's really taken a toll on my hair, this bleach, and it's looking a lot thinner and a lot more breakage and a lot less healthy, and yeah, it really affected my, like, self-confidence in this past year, which is so sad. Wow. Sorry, I'm being really honest right now. But yeah, so I was like, you know what? We are going to do everything we can. And I'll talk about that when I get to my goals. Literally, I'm doing everything under the sun, you guys, to prioritize the health of my hair. Because, yeah, like I said, it's just important to me. And I already feel like my efforts, I'm seeing the fruits of my efforts. Isn't that the term? I'm seeing solutions. No, I'm seeing benefits. I'm seeing not side effects. What is the word I'm looking for? I'm seeing results. Good results from all my efforts. So sorry, on a tangent on my hair. We'll talk about that. Had my Botox appointment with my favorite girl in the whole world. You guys should go to her. Shauna, shout out. I'm just shouting out all my people. She's at JL Plastics on, I'll say Newberry Street. That's not right. My hair salon's in Newberry Street. Salon Akote. JL Plastics is on Commonwealth, close by, Back Bay. And Shauna's the best injector. I just love her so much. She's the sweetest angel. And just always does exactly what I want. And yeah, just in my forehead. We've done like on the outer of my eye before, which I did the first time I think I got Botox. And my sister was like very real with me. So happy I have a twin sister. We keep it real with each other. We're like, yes, do that. Don't do that. Don't wear that. Nope, doesn't look good on you. Like we need that for each other. And she was like, no more Botox around your eyes. Your smile doesn't look genuine. I always think about that now. I'm like, wow, okay, needed that. I'm like, I do feel like my smile changed a lot. So now I don't get it, but now I'm like, oh, now the lines on the outside of my eyes are like bothering me, but I need to not. If any of you have ever done anything like lip filler, Botox, whatever, I feel like it makes you hyper aware of how you look, and you're just like, oh, now I want to change this, I want to change that. So don't do that. Don't be like me. Don't like nitpick everything because you notice tiny little things and are pointing out things that aren't even really a thing that no one else notices. So anyway, I'm doing good. I'm not like, and I've done like master Botox before, I didn't really notice anything. I honestly just got it because my sister really needed it. I went with her and made her get it because I think it was my birthday present her this year or Christmas present last year or something. She grinds her teeth so bad, you guys, and wakes up in so much pain. She's like, I can't even like open my mouth in the morning. Like my jaw is literally in so much pain and like my muscles, whatever. She grinds her teeth. So I've heard from a ton of people that grind their teeth that Master Botox helps a ton. It makes you not grind your teeth. Just like relieves a lot of your pain, so I think that helped her a lot. And since she was getting it, I was like, why don't I get it too? And we both have like pretty strong masters, her even more than me, but I didn't really notice a difference. I noticed that like chewing really chewy things was like a little harder because your muscles are like weakened. I don't really think I would grind my teeth, but now I wonder if it's in my head. Now sometimes my jaw muscles like feel sore and tired, and like I'm like using them a lot. I'm like, do I need more I don't know. Anyway. I'm going off on a tangent, but only just get like a little between my eyebrows and up on my forehead. So yeah, I still have movement. Just want to prevent those lines and wrinkles and stuff. So my appointments, and probably the most important of them all was seeing a psychiatrist, which I did talk about that in my Vlogmas video. I'm trying to think which one. Just my first one when I was in Boston, I think I like talk all about that there. So I won't get into that again, but that was great. And go me. Again, this is the year of you and I being our best selves. So I was like, you know how I'm going to be the best version of myself? Taking care of myself and having doctors. So I'm really happy I, you know, took the time and effort to find a psychiatrist, get a primary care. Yeah, go me. Went to my gynecologist appointment. Love my gynecologist. So happy I've had them for a while. And I was talking to my mom about it. She was like, I know, I'm so happy I found that. Because Lucy and I go to the same one as my mom. She's like, I'm so happy I found them. Literally, like, the sweetest group in Albany. Anyway, neither here nor there. Well, no, it is here nor there. Because I just went the other day. I'll talk about it. Anyway, that's that. Okay, I was talking about Boston. Yeah. Best time. Then hosted Christmas for the first time ever on the Cape in our house. That was, like, so surreal being like, oh, my God. Like, I'm the adult now? What do you mean? I still feel weird about it. I felt like I was like a little kid, like pretending to have people over and like making like a pretend Christmas. I don't know how to describe. I think I have imposter syndrome. I'm like, what do you mean Christmas at my house? Like I'm the adult, like Max and I are cooking for everyone. And I have to like get all the decorations up and do the whole thing. Like, oh my God, it was a lot. It was a lot. I'm giving hosts way more credit now. I didn't realize how much it takes out of you. Like it is all consuming. That's all we could do when we were home. When you're hosting, like, your brain, you can't do anything else. I don't think I sat once, you know? We're just, like, going, going, going. With that, it was a lot, but it was also a lot of fun. Like, leave that out. It was a lot of fun. My mom was like, I want filet. And Max was like, if you want filet, you're going to get filet. And I'm just saying filet because is it a filet? Tenderloin, a filet. I don't know. It's like a long, big piece that you cut up into like little, a filet. I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's not a beef tenderloin. It's not a, whatever. This big steak thing. We're like, we're going to have to figure out how to cook this. And Max is like looking it up. We're like, wow, we really are just like figuring it out. And I did like Brussels sprouts and sweet potatoes. Anyway, those are Christmas dinner. It was great. And shout out my twin sister, Lucy. I could not have done Christmas without her. She helped me so much, you guys, like the 2-3 days leading up to Christmas. And the day or two after, decorating like crazy. Like we went ham, if you guys saw my pictures and videos on YouTube and Instagram. And then taking it all down, it took us an entire day. Like I literally could have not done it without her. So, you know, shout out my mom. For birthing twins. Lucy is like the biggest blessing in my life. Wow, I'm gonna be emotional. No, literally, a twin is like the best thing in the world. Like, oh, we just like get each other, and she's just like, we're just like our little, I don't know, each other's partner in crime, you know? Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, I really don't wanna talk about this. I already talked about it on YouTube like a ton, but in a moment of realness, my mom did get in a car accident that was pretty bad on Christmas Eve. Well, I don't want to say it was pretty bad because thank God, like we are so blessed. We are so lucky. Her and Teddy, her golden doodle, were A-okay. You guys, like completely fine, which is shocking because it was a bad accident. Like, car totaled. All the airbags went off, spinning around, like, slippery highway, hitting another car. Horrible. Like, so bad. And I just, yeah, I can't even talk about it because I'm going to cry, but I just know my dad was looking out for them and just feel very, very lucky and blessed. And I know that they feel the same. And I just could not believe seeing them when we got to see them that night, Christmas Eve. Teddy running around, wagging his tail, A-okay, couldn't be happier. Ugh. What I will say is my mom is like, she was like, I just cannot believe how good Teddy was. Like, after the accident, she's like, he was literally the most perfect angel dog. Did not leave my mom's side. Didn't, like, was so good and so go with the flow. And I feel like just knew, because obviously my mom's crying, like, probably in shock, distraught. Like, and dogs just are so intuitive and literally feel your emotions. And, like, whenever I cry, Brody's, like, laying on top of me. They just, you know, like, dogs are literally angels. And my mom was like, I could not believe, like, Teddy was just probably so supportive of her and, like, receptive to her and just, like, literally the best dog. I can't even think about it. I'm going to cry. Oh, dog, we don't deserve dogs. They're so good. So, yes, that was that. I talk about it more on YouTube if you guys saw my Christmas Day vlog. I was like, not to bring down Christmas Day, but I just need to be really real for a second. I did not vlog Christmas Eve at all because it was literally the nightmare before Christmas. My mom was saying that. She's like, oh, the nightmare before Christmas. Oh, anyway, we're all good. Safe and sound. We're good. I just kept saying to her, your guys' health and safety is all that matters. Everything else is figure outable. If the car is done, we'll figure out a new car. Like, everything is replaceable except for the two of you. So it's all okay. Whew, okay. Can't talk about that anymore. New Year's, quickly, here with Max and Saki team, was a lot of fun. Had a little party at a bar. And actually, it was a little bit too much fun, which leads me to dry January. Actually, I didn't even write that down in my goal section, so I'll just say quickly. Yeah, basically, I woke up New Year's Day, and I was like, really, Gretchen? Like, you are going to be horribly hungover all day today, laying in bed. That is how you're going to start off 2024. Like, are you kidding me? I was so mad at myself. I'm like, why did you let this happen? And I can make all the excuses. I'm like, oh my God, I was overserved. Like, no, I freaking made conscious choices to drink. But you know, when you're social and you're like playing drinking games and it's over a lot of time, you don't realize. I'm like, why do I do this to myself? Why are we like self-sabotaging here? And granted, I knew I was going to drink a lot and I just want to have fun and that's fine. But I just feel like the older I get, the worse my hangovers get. And I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? It's literally not worth it to feel like crap the next day. So I was like, you know what? Yeah, dry January wasn't even a part of my initial thoughts of my goals and stuff, but I'm like, I should do dry January. Why not? I've never done that. And if I can't drink for a month, that's probably a good indication that that's an issue. So I'm like, why don't I just challenge myself to be the best version of me? And, you know, the best version of me probably does have a drink here and there. Like, I love a good cocktail. I think, like, the thing I miss the most this month, it's literally January 5th, but I know the thing I'll miss the most is I love, like, going out to dinner, and if there's, like, if it's, like, a cocktail bar, and they have, like, a fancy cocktail, and it's usually, like, elderflower, and all these, like, muddled berries shaken with seltzer water, and stuff, like, that's when I love it. I just, like, love that moment, but also, like, I could do a mocktail. Like, I don't, like, need alcohol, you know? So, anyway, all this is to say, yeah, I said I'm going to enjoy January, and I think I'll just keep that intention with me throughout the year of, like, okay, if it's, like, during the week, I don't need to just, like, drink a glass of wine because everyone else is. That's, I think, my issue, like, socially. If everyone else is drinking, I'm like, oh, I'll drink too. Like, I don't even think twice. But if I really thought about it, I might be like, oh, Gretchen, will you sign up for, like, an early workout class tomorrow? Or you want to do this, this, and this tomorrow? Like, maybe you'll wake up with a headache and feel a little tired and groggy. Like, maybe just have a club soda with lemon, you know? So that's what I've been doing, club soda with lemon. But, yeah, I just want to be more mindful with alcohol throughout this year and being like, okay, do I actually, like, would I really enjoy a drink right now? Or maybe not. Like, I just want to, like, be a little bit more mindful. So anyway, gonna do that. I was home for the past 2 days in Albany. Now we're caught up to speed. Sorry, we talked so much. Catching up to speed, but we will talk about the goals. Home for the past 2 days, literally because I had my annual gynecologist appointment, and we love our gynecologist so much that maybe one day I'll have to switch to one, like, over Boston, Cape, like, where my house is. But for now, yeah, in Albany, they're the best. And got to see my mom. We had the best dinner. And yeah, being in Albany was great. Did all the things, hit up all the workout spots, all my favorite food spots. Okay, then you guys know I always say something I'm happy about in each episode of my podcast and like a happy quote, idea, what have you. So what I'm happy about this week is I feel like so wholesome and cute, and it's like my new favorite thing, not related to like anything I've talked about so far, but actually I got Max all the Harry Potter books for Christmas because he asked for them, and I was like, okay, that's so cute of you, because he is number one Harry Potter fan, like would know every line to every movie. You could probably say a quote and he would know who said it at what point in what movie. Like, he just loves those movies. He has seen them all like 100 times, but he's never read the books. So he was like, you know, my goal is going to be for 2024 to read the Harry Potter books. And he will kind of like read a book, get uninterested, abandon it, whatever. I'm like, really? You think you can read them? Listen to me, I'm so mean, like doubting him. I'm like, I don't know if you could do it. I'm like, wow, okay, like that's, guys, it is January 5th. He is like halfway through the second book. I'm like, are you kidding? He's been flying because he's obsessed. He's like, these are amazing. They're like just as good as the movies. Like, he's like, I feel like I'm seeing the movie in my head as I'm reading, like whatever. He's loving them, and he's been like filling me in where he's at, and it's just so fun to hear about. And then a couple of nights ago, I'm like, why don't you read out loud to me? Because I was like loving hearing about what part he's at in the book. And we both like to like read at night to calm down, to wind down before bed instead of, you know, being on our phones or TV or anything. So I was going to read my book, but I'm like, wait, will you read aloud to me? He was like, wait, yeah, I'd love to. Guys, it's so wholesome. That's what I'm happy about. Literally, if we get into bed, I'm like, want to read Harry Potter to me? And he loves it, but I love it. And I don't know why I felt like he like wouldn't want to read it. Or I feel like if I was reading out loud, I would get like tired of talking so much or whatever. He literally loves it. And I love hearing him. I don't know. It's just so cute. It's my new favorite thing if he reads Harry Potter to me. Also, it's literally the best because I feel like it is helping. And I've been so bad with sleep. I feel like it's actually helping me sleep because I'm not in my head. Like, I'm in my head. I'm at Hogwarts with Harry and Ron and Hermione and just hearing. And I don't know. It's just like so wholesome to me hearing him read it in his voice. I don't know. It's just my favorite thing. So that's what I'm happy about. And I think that's really cute of us, him reading to me when we go to bed. So I'm going to like make him do that to me forever. I'm going to be like, can you read me a bedtime story? I don't know why. I just haven't been read to in forever. Maybe it's like wholesome and nostalgic to me. I was telling him, I remember Lucy and I being really young and our mom reading Harry Potter to us when we'd go to bed. And I was just saying to her, when I was home, we were at dinner, and I was like, wait, mom, we need to tell you, Max has been reading Harry Potter to me. It's my most favorite thing. I'm like, I have a vague recollection. You used to read Harry Potter to us. I know it. And we were like 5 or 6. We were really young. She was like, yes, I did. Like when the first one came out, like I'll never forget reading it to you guys. I'm like, oh my gosh, I knew it. So maybe that's, it's like nostalgic and just cute to me. Anyway, that's that. I just talked about that forever. Okay. Now, I was thinking, this isn't really a quote, more of an idea. An intention, if you will, of this is my intention for this year. Like, bottom line, the feeling I want to feel is living my life on my own terms. And you guys are going to live your life on your own terms. I'm getting sidetracked, but I literally was just thinking about how I'm going to be 27 in March. And this is going to make me emotional too. I'm like, no pressure. I need to have the best year of my life. But I will never forget you guys. I don't know why, like, you know, certain random memories or a conversation with someone is like so deeply ingrained in your brain. I remember being a little girl and saying to my dad, like, how old are you, daddy? Whatever. And him being like, well, I'm like 37. I'm trying to think how old I would have been if he was like 30, 31 when we were born. So I would have been like 7. Yes. Like, I remember this so specifically. And him being like, well, I'm 37. I'm like, wow, you know, like probably like that's ancient. And then I remember saying to him, okay, like out of all your ages, like what age is the best age? What year is like the best year? Like, I will never forget asking him this. And he said, I think my favorite age was 27. And I was like, really? Maybe I asked that a separate time when I was older, because I remember it so clear. Like, maybe when I remember him telling me he was 37, but maybe when I'm like 12 or something, I'm like, and I just will never forget him saying 27 was his favorite age. And he was like, you know, you're still young and fun. And obviously it was like pre-kids. Were they married at 27? I'm trying to think if my mom and him were married yet. Maybe they're engaged or something. And that's so funny because that would be such a similar timeline to like me and Max, because I'll just be engaged this year. We'll get married next year. Ah, that's so weird to say too, that we're gonna get married next year. Now that's 2024 and we're gonna get married in 2025. Like, to be like, oh, we're getting married next year. Like, ah, that's so weird. And so I just remember him saying, what I'm trying to say is that 27 was his favorite age, because he was like, you're still young, not too many responsibilities, but you're like more settled into your job. You've got like your friends, your family, like you know who you are. You're not like college, just post college, really broke. Like maybe you have a little bit more money. You can like do what you want to do, but you're still young and fun. Like I just remember him saying 27 was like my favorite age. And now I'm like, oh my God, no pressure. I'm going to be 27. And then when that's over and I turn 28, I'm going to be like, it's only downhill from here. No, but anyway, I don't know why. That just popped in my brain. I just thought of that. Okay, stay on track, Gretchen. You got this. My intention for this year: living my life on my own terms. I feel like I've thought about this idea for a while. Honestly, since graduating and being post-grad, I'm like, I can be whoever I want to be. Like, I just always have such a strong feeling and sense of like autonomy to make my own decisions, be who I want to be. Like, you can be whoever you want to be. I know this is sounding so like cheesy or vague right now, but I just always think about this. Like, you are the only one standing in your own way of being the best version of yourself. Like, I feel like we collectively are what's in our way. You know, like people are always like, get out of your own way, get out of your own head. And I used to talk about the highest version of yourself a lot on the pod, kind of like that. Like, if you envision in your head right now, the best version of myself, the highest version of myself is like this, acts like this, does this every day. Like, you can be that. Like, you are the only one that's standing in your way, you know? Okay, let me like do an example, because I feel like saying this isn't making sense. Okay. A good example. We're about to get in the goals, promise. So this is kind of like a goal I have. So a narrative I tell myself about myself is that I'm not a runner, right? Like, who decides that? It's not the universe. It's not anybody else. It's me. So I've consciously or subconsciously made this decision to limit myself and tell myself, oh, I'm naturally not a good runner, so I can't run. But in reality, you can change your own narrative and change how you speak to yourself at any moment. Like, I can wake up tomorrow and say, I'm a runner. It comes easily to me. I can get into a routine of running consistently. I can get faster and stronger every time I push myself to run. And we really can be whoever we tell ourselves that we are. Am I getting a little too woo-woo here? I just think about that because you guys will hear with my goals, I'm trying to get more steps in every day. And it's actually been a way I've kind of been like tricking myself into running, which I haven't even like set out to run, but I start walking and I'm like, oh, I want to get my steps quicker. Walking isn't getting in my steps quick enough. So then I start running. And it's just made me realize, I feel like for so long I've told myself, oh, I'm not a runner. Or more so like, you know, I used to run a lot or do like long distance. And now I'm like out of my running shape, so getting back into it seems like a little hard and a little uncomfortable. Like, I don't need to do that. But whenever I'm on the treadmill and I'm walking and I start to run, I feel so good. I feel like, wow, like I'm pushing myself out of my comfort zone and like I can do hard things. Sometimes when people say that, it's so cringy, like we can do hard things. But it literally motivates me. I'm like, okay, I can do other hard things that I didn't think I could do today because I set out to walk and now I'm running and like look at me go. So yeah, it's just been feeling good to push myself in ways that I didn't think I could. Like, I've kind of been like in my comfort zone, you know? So it feels good to do things that are out of your comfort zone. Okay. Resolutions and goals. Here we go. I actually like the word goals better. Seems a little bit more positive to me. And it's funny, you guys, because when I was looking back at my notes from a year ago, I think I literally wrote in there, like, let's just go with goals. And I think I forgot, I felt this way last year, I'm sure I felt the same as I do now, that resolutions just sound a little negative to me. Like, it sounds like, oh, we have to like resolve a problem. Like, these are our like strict resolutions we need to stick to like change. And I like more goals of like, this is something I would love to achieve and I'm going to work towards it. And if I don't get, you know, hit that mark exactly, that's okay, because I think the journey is even more important of like being a little bit better, like 1% better every day, right? So I still like the word goals better. But I wanted to read to you the definition I found of resolution. I feel like last year I said it, I found something that said like it's like a strict regimen to stick to, but I think this is a better like encompassing idea of resolution. This is, I found this on Google. A New Year's resolution is a tradition most common in the Western world, but also found in the Eastern world, in which a person resolves to continue good practices, change an undesired trait or behavior, accomplish a personal goal, or otherwise improve their behavior at the beginning of a calendar year. Yeah. Yeah. Continue good practices. Love that. Change an undesired trait or behavior. That's like what I think of when I think of resolutions, but also said achieve or accomplish a personal goal. Yeah. So I think it's such a fun time to have like a fresh start. You know, everyone's like doing their vision board, making their goals and stuff. And I think it's fun, and why not? And I feel like some people are so negative about it. They're like, oh, this is so dumb. Like resolutions, like people, there's such a low success rate of resolutions, like waste of time, whatever. But I'm also like, why not take an excuse to have a fresh start and make some goals for yourself? Like, why not? That's fun. And I think a lot of the reason there's such a low success rate is I'm trying to combat that in my approach, because I think about how, right, January 1st feels like such a fresh start. You're like giddy and excited, and you're like momentarily so motivated, and you have this like big goal that you want at the end of the year. But then like, how do you get there? And you lose interest and motivation over time. And I feel like you set yourself up for failure by not being equipped with kind of everyday practices to get to the goal eventually. So I really tried to break it down this year and be concise and specific. So I have like overarching goals, and then I kind of have like a dash next to it and like little practices of like how I'm going to get there eventually, like little things leading up to it, if that makes sense. Okay, here we go. Number one. So it's kind of like a overall, like more like general idea, and then you'll see like my actionable steps. Look at me go. Number one, better boundaries with my phone. I just want to feel a little bit more in control and not like my phone's controlling me. You know what? This is really good. I'm realizing already, like spelling all these out, saying them out loud, you guys can hold me accountable. And I feel like it's just going to help my brain stick to it. And yeah, like speaking it kind of into existence. And as I'm saying it out loud, I'm kind of like explaining to myself what I want it to be. Okay. Better boundaries with my phone. Again, yeah, I just want to feel like, you know what I should do? Like turn off notifications. I feel like it's so distracting and always pulls my attention away from things. And obviously my screen time is higher than I want it to be. So I just want to feel a little more in control. And how I'm going to do that is I just wrote, because I'm working on the consistent wake up time, but like, I don't know exactly what time I'm gonna wake up every day. So all I have is vaguely like no phone first thing. Cause I mean, most of us wake up, pick up our phone, look at it. We get notifications to Instagram, go look at our new comment, answer our sister's text, the alarm's going off, look at the weather, like you're just like on it. And I've been making a conscious effort. First thing I wake up, pet Brody, cuddle with him, say good morning, make my bed, come downstairs, brush my teeth, change, like do all the things, make breakfast, whatever it is. And then like delay going on my phone as long as possible. That's what I should write down. I'm gonna write that down. Delay as long as possible. Look at me go. Because I feel like that is a good way to put it. Like, don't go on it unless you need to. Or sometimes I'm going to walk Brody and I'm like, okay, wait. Literally, though, I need to know if it's like 50 degrees or 20 degrees. If I'm going to put on like mittens or hat. I guess I could like stick my head outside. Anyway, so sometimes I'll like look at the weather really quick. Or if I know I need to answer like a text to my mom really quick. But then just try not to be on my phone in the morning. Like, not be active, not scroll, not be reactive, that kind of thing. And also what I have on here is not on my phone after, let's say, like 10 p.m. See, and this is so hard for me too. I'm having deja vu because I was saying this in my YouTube vlog, my first one of the year. I was talking a little bit about healthy habits and resolutions and stuff, but I get to be a little more in depth on here. And I was saying it's hard. This I struggle with because I always want to be available for my family and friends, which I'm sure also isn't that healthy. But like if someone's texting me or calling me, like they need me, and like my sister and my mom are definitely night owls, like we definitely just naturally are. And if they're texting our family group chat at 11 p.m., like I don't want to miss out. I have so much FOMO. So I said a good way for me to help this is like not being on it like active, but I guess right before I go to bed at like 11 or something, I could just check really quick if they text me. I don't know if that's healthy. I should like shut it in a drawer and shut my eyes and move on. And also like less blue light will help with my sleep goals, which I'll get into. So yes. I want better boundaries with my phone. I want to feel better about it. Like people that have like an hour or two of screen time a day, which is crazy because that sounds like so much, but that is like what I'm going for. Like I wish that could be me. It adds up so much. It's crazy. And I'm also like, to an extent, like I kind of have to be on there. One of my goals is like, career goals is like TikTok, be more consistent on Instagram, stuff like that. Someone's like, wait, but I need to be on the phone. So yeah, that's like a hard kind of conundrum. Okay, number two. I just want overall goals for my workouts, like exercise, workout goals. Like I just want to feel like I'm working towards something, which I feel like is kind of new for me because I feel like I enjoy being active and incorporating movement every day, but I don't think I've really had goals. So I'm kind of just like spinning my wheels, like what am I doing? So it's kind of fun to set yourself goal if it's like trying to half marathon or whatever it is, specifically goals that aren't focused on how you look or like aesthetic goals or how much you weigh or something like that. Cause to me that's like eh, and feels kind of like negative and icky. And maybe that's fine for you if you don't have a weird history with like working out and body image and stuff like that like me. But for me, this is brand new for me. I've never really looked at steps or been one of those steps girlies. Hopefully this is not like, I feel like this is like a positive thing. It feels positive to me. I don't think it's going to be like bad, but also if I catch myself being like, oh my God, it's 10 o'clock. I need to get my steps in and feeling like addicted or obsessed or something. Cause I feel like people are like the daily step goal's out. Like just listen to your body, be more low intensity, whatever. Then I'll be like, okay, Gretchen, time to cut it or be a little more like lenient with yourself. However, I always feel like the two sides to the coin, right? Because it's like on one side, I want to be very gentle with myself. I want to listen to my body. I want to, you know, focus on like low cortisol, low stress, self-care, self-love, all that type of stuff. But on the other side, I'm like, okay, it's good to push yourself and have goals and challenge yourself and be a little uncomfortable and run when you didn't think you could run and hit your 15,000 step goal limit, even if it seems really high and really challenging at first. Like, isn't that good to kind of push yourself? So I kind of feel both. So I think I just am going to be really honest with myself, how I'm feeling, listening to my body, yada, yada. So with that, I thought I could challenge myself with 15,000 steps daily. I don't know if that's like way too high or crazy. I feel like I've seen other people say that. I feel like the like standard people try to hit 10,000 a day. So that's why I was kind of like, well, why don't I just push myself and try to hit 15? And if it's like not working, whatever, I can reassess. But I don't know. I just thought that would be fun. And I already feel like it's like really changed my mindset. Cause like I said, I'll go to walk on the treadmill. I'm like, let's go walk on the treadmill. I want to like work towards my little steps. And then I'm like, wait, I want my steps to like rack up quicker. I'm going to start running. So then I start running and I would never just go like for a run on a treadmill or like mentally, I wouldn't be like, I'm just going to go run it because that seems too hard. But since I just start off walking and then I end up running, I don't know. I'm like sounding crazy right now, but it just is like mentally easier for me. So it's already been fun and like a new way to look at movement and working out. So anyway, that's that. That's been fun. I think I'm going to stick with that. And also morning and afternoon walks with Brody. Always walk him in the morning, and I feel like sometimes do in the afternoon, but if I'm like, if I stick to the morning, afternoon, and like a workout during the day, of course I'll hit 15,000 steps. Like, I feel like that won't be that hard, right? I feel like I've been hitting it. It hasn't been like too challenging, but yeah, just like walking on the treadmill for an hour or whatever helps a lot. So I think with that, like today, I'm not going to because I have been and I'm feeling like really sore. And so I'm just going to listen to my body for the movement of the day, if you will, because I want these workout goals. I want to be consistent, but I feel like having like a workout split, something really like regimented and stuff isn't really me. And if I'm feeling really sore from a Pilates class I do here or from walking on the treadmill for a while and running, whatever it may be, maybe I'm going to stretch. Maybe I'm going to do like a little bar class at home. So yeah, I'm just going to be like honest with myself. Can I handle more? Am I being a crybaby? Or actually am I like really sore and just want to not rehab? What's the word that's really important? You want to why can't I think of the word? Recovery. You want to feel like more recovered. Anyway, so those are kind of my goals for working out. I just want to be very like in tune with myself and my body. Okay, goal number three. Oh, why did I just wrote TikTok. No, I think I just overall wanted to have like career goals because I feel like, I guess I had this in my head and didn't write it down. Obviously I've been doing social media for so long and I just wanted like specific things. So last year I said, I want to post on TikTok every day, and I want to hit 100K. I have not hit 100K. That's okay. I've enjoyed the journey and the process, and I definitely did not post daily, but I posted way more and way more consistently than I ever had in the past. So I want to keep up with that. Again, work towards posting daily. I don't know why it's so hard for me. People that do it, like, can just post so casually. I want to get better at that, posting more casually, because I feel like it has to be edited to perfection, to the beat of the song and the perfect compilation. And then the TikToks people like the most anyway, or like the most casual, just thrown together. I'm like, oh, no one's even going to see this. And then you guys like love it. So yes, just want to be intentional, thinking about the value that I'm providing. Like, what TikToks do you guys like the best for me? What, like, why do you guys follow me? What value am I providing? I think just from the feedback I've gotten, you guys are like, oh, I feel like we're friends hanging out on FaceTime. Like, I've always been like big sis, just kind of like positive, optimistic. I feel like you guys just like my normal everyday life. Cause that's what I'm like, oh, I can't like show a TikTok like this, so boring. But I need to just be like, this is my outfit. Do you guys like it? You know, like, I just need to be more casual in there. So yes. And just specific career goals of like working with new brands that haven't been able to work with in the past. Yeah, I just want to be a little more like go-getter in that term, in like proactive of like, if I love a brand, really trying to work with them, trying to, you know, work with the brands that I use and love in my everyday life. Yeah, so that's that. Next up, better sleep health and sleep schedule. My psychiatrist made me realize how important this is and how bad I am at it. And I've realized I've been so bad at falling asleep, get so anxious. And she's like, we really got to work on these healthy sleep habits. She's talking about this in my YouTube video. So I have a lot of little things to do every day that have been helping me and will continue to help me with this. First of all, reading before bed to wind down, or listening to Max read to me. Not being in front of phone, computer, TV, blue light that really just keeps you up. We all know that. Like, dim the lights, that whole thing. Like, there's just so many things you can do that help fall asleep, so I need to do all of them. My little Ollie sleep gummies really help me relax. Melatonin, L-theanine, just I feel really calm, so I need to keep going with that. A warm tea at night really helps me wind down, feel calm. Oh, you know what I just thought of too that I wrote down? Daily Stoic. My sister got that for me like over a year ago, and Max and I used to read it before we'd go to bed, and we need to get back on that because that feels really good. Just having little rituals like that, and just the consistency of the same bedtime and wake up time every day. My psychiatrist is like, that is literally so important, and your body craves that and your mind wants that, to go to bed at the same time every day, wake up at the same time every day. I'm like, ah, I'm so bad at that. So basically, I just have kind of loosely, because I'm like, I'm not trying to make a really strict goal and then not be able to stick to it. But I think waking up before 8:30 every day is reasonable and should be happening, because what will happen is I make myself get up at 6:30, 7, whatever it is, and I'm so tired because I didn't sleep because I went to bed too late, and then I have to sleep until 9:30 the next day, and I'm like, what am I doing? It's 9:30. Oh my God. Ah, like, I gotta get my day going. What am I doing? You know? So I think if I wake up at like 8 every day, perfect. And I know that probably sounds late to you guys. I'm like feeling like a loser. I'm feeling like I need to not like be hard on myself, self-sabotage, like that kind of thing. But that's just like realistic for me. But I know some of my friends that, you know, work 9 to 5, they get up at 6, they work out every morning. I'm like, oh, I wish that could be me. So yeah, sometimes I like feel like a loser that it's like hard to wake up at like 7, but sometimes it is. And sometimes it's not so hard. So yeah, I just want to be real. And going to bed before midnight. I'm just gonna say that. I would love like a 10:30 bedtime. That sounds amazing. Or like 11, but sometimes it's 11:30. That's okay. So I'm not gonna like beat myself up. As long as it's before midnight, I'm gonna be happy. So that's my goal for that. Then next step, we have more protein and collagen across my meals. And this really just comes from hearing that like protein, more protein in your everyday life helps everything. I feel like literally anything I hear that's like helps you sleep better at night, more energy, I'm like, done, I'll do it. Like, I need to try because I've been so bad at sleeping. And yeah, I've just heard if you have more protein in all your meals throughout the day, if you make like a conscious effort to consume more protein, that you will have better energy, you'll have a better time sleeping, you will feel better in your workouts, and I put collagen in there too, because I've heard recently collagen can really help with the healthiness of your hair. So I'll get into that. But yes, and I think to do that every day, my little actionable step every day is I really shoot for like 30 grams of protein in my breakfast. And it's so funny. I was saying in my vlog, I'm like, I love how I'm like, I want to get 100 grams of protein every day. Do I know if I'm hitting that? Absolutely not. I'm not tracking a thing. No, 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 Nelly, I cannot go down that path. I'm not going down that rabbit hole. If you can healthily track your protein, great. Actually, you know, I think I could track like my protein, but I could not do like macros or calories. I just know that would not be a good mindset for me. However, I am looking at it in like a mindset of I want like at least 100 grams. So kind of like an abundant mindset. So I try to hit like 30 grams of protein for breakfast. Great start to my day. Fills me up. Gets the protein going early to try to get a lot. I don't know why in my head I have 100 grams. That's probably a lot and kind of hard to hit. Well, actually, maybe not that hard if you're having like your Greek yogurt and like a protein smoothie and like chicken, whatever. But it's just something I'm striving for because I feel like you feel a lot better. I'm thinking, I want to say it was like November. I was here alone for a week. I had nothing else to do. And I was like, I'm really trying to incorporate protein in all my meals. I was like, unfortunately, it works. It's kind of hard to try to eat so much protein, or I just had to be really mindful of it because I'm not used to it. And I'm like, unfortunately, I'm sleeping better. I'm not bloated. I feel a lot better. Ah! I hate when something that's like good for you that you hear about that you need to do and then you try it and it actually works. You're like, shoot, now I gotta keep up with this. Instead of just I would be like, oh, I'm just gonna eat like a piece of toast here and there. Like, I don't know, just be like random with my meals. So now I'm a little more mindful, which I think will be good in the long run. Okay, next up, better hydration. And to get there, I'm trying. It's a goal I'm shooting for, to do 120 ounces of water daily. And we're going to take a sip of my Stanley right here now. I'm not making a good dent today, but my Stanley, big Stanley jug, is like 40 ounces. So if I do three of those a day, 120 ounces, bada bing, bada boom. But this is actually very hard for me, you guys. You may not know. I've been so bad at drinking water for a while, and I didn't realize how bad it was, but I was always like, I pee like legit once or twice a day, like so bad. Like, I don't even think I'd finish a full Stanley in one day. Like, I don't even know if I was doing 40 ounces. It was really bad, and I don't know how, because I'd like work out and stuff. Like, wasn't I thirsty? But I don't know. So I'm like, Gretchen, you got to drink more water. You're going to feel better. You're not going to have a headache. You'll probably sleep better. Like, all the things, like, just for like overall health and nutrition. I'm like, come on, girl. So I've been pushing myself. It is hard. And I will say, I'm going to complain because I do like it. I actually feel better. I feel like I haven't been having as many headaches. Shocker. But I don't like it because I have to pee way more. So it's kind of inconvenient. Like, at no time in my life in the past couple years have I had to wake up in the night to pee. All of a sudden these days, waking up at 3 a.m., I am going to pee my pants. I'm like, this kind of sucks. Like, I don't like drinking this much water. But you do feel better. So we'll take another sip. I want to feel more hydrated. Then I just feel like that helps everything, you know? Probably helps nutrition, digestion, energy levels. You're not going to have a headache. You'll feel better in your workouts. You'll sleep better. I'm like, girly pop, you gotta do the things that you know are good for you. Like, you know better. You're going to be 27. Come on. Next up, we have, overall, I would like my hair to be healthier since I've been bleaching it for freaking ever. And to get there, I am doing all the things. I cannot even tell you guys how many things I'm doing, like, every day. This morning, let me tell you, had my Athletic Greens with my Nutrafol, tons of vitamins, minerals, all things. And you guys know Nutrafol is like specific to help your hair grow. So I literally am vowing to take Nutrafol every single day this year, and we are going to see a night and day difference. I can't wait, because not only am I doing that, every time I wash my hair, I've been doing the scalp oiling, the hair masks. I most recently added into my hair routine a silk bonnet. I don't know, this Max is probably seeing me go to bed with like face slicked with so much moisturizer, lip mask, eye mask, silk bonnet's probably like, I am so scared of you. But I'm like, you know what, I might as well try it. Least I could do. How hard is it? I'm seeing TikToks of girls being like, I notice less damage on my hair, friction, breakage. I'm like, might as well. I'm already doing all the other things, added that into my routine. Trying to do less heat. That's hard for me because I don't like my hair and it's like not styled right now, but maybe like once or twice a week. Doing the like heatless curls more, that's, you know what, I'm writing that down because that's going to help a lot with less heat on my hair. high quality hair care products. I feel like I've been good with that. And little to no bleach. Like, I mean, we are ready. I just did like the tiniest bit of bleach to have like a money piece in the front. And honestly, how my hair is now, it's like so blended with my natural color at the top. I could see my hair growing for the next like 6 months and me not touching it at all with like any toner, low lights, dye, bleach, anything, because I just want it to have a breather, go back to its natural best self before I carefully, hopefully, touch it with bleach again in the future. Lastly, we have to feel more grounded. This goes with my intention of like living my best life on my own terms, feeling autonomous every single day, in control. And I just want to feel grounded in like this overall mindfulness, wellness kind of feeling, grateful, all those things. So to get there, my actionable step I'm going to take every day. I actually have, I'm saying this an hour in, but what you should really do, I'm like pushing this on all of you. I just thought of it in my head. My little reminders app on my phone, I wrote a list that says every day, and I look at it and I can check off all the things because it has like the little dots and you check it off. So I literally have like 120 ounces of water, and when I hit it, I click check. 15K steps, when I hit it, I click check. 30 gram protein breakfast, check. You know, and it's like actually so helpful. So I feel like I'm actually in a way better spot with my goals this year, because last year, what was I doing? I didn't look back once. I didn't think about it every day. And now I like look at this every day. I'm like, oh, I forgot to take my Nutrafol. Check, did that. You know, all the things. So it's really keeping me on it. Okay, wait, I got distracted. Last one, I was saying I want to feel mindful, grateful, grounded. And the way I'm going to get to do that is I haven't missed a day. I've been doing my 5-minute journal every day, because I remember at times in the past I would feel really good, really in control, grateful of my day, had my intention set out for every day. I felt, you know, you write in the beginning, in the morning, you write, I want to feel productive today. I want to feel inspired. I want to feel creative. I want to feel fun and friendly and social. So I just feel like it gives you the control over your day, especially if you work for yourself, work from home, spend a lot of time on your own like me. It just feels really nice. Lucy also got me a journal for Christmas. It's the We're Not Really Strangers one, and I love the prompts. It's really fun. So I've been doing both like every day. And also, one last thing for this that I have on my daily checklist is like I have it as like one self-care a day. And basically, I can kind of categorize that as anything. Like right now, I have a hair mask in my scalp, oiling, like I said. So to me, that's like self-care. I would check that off. I also, this is so funny, but before I started recording, there's a candle over there. And I was like, should I light the candle? And then I was like, no, like it's just me here. Like I don't need to light it. And I'm like, I have such a weird mindset with that, that I've been trying to like retrain my brain. I don't know why I am this way. And you guys know I used to really struggle with independence, spending time on my own. And I always had the mindset of when I was alone, like, oh, I'm not gonna, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I'm not gonna like do something fun, like for myself, whatever. Like, it's just me. Like, I'm like boring and alone. So like, I'm not gonna get ready or put on a cute outfit or make one of my favorite meals or order, take out one of my favorite meals. I'll just eat some like random old rice in the pantry and heat up this frozen thing. And like, why do I need to light a candle? Like, it's just me. Like, I don't know why I have this such a weird mindset of like, oh, when it's just me, like I don't need to like do things for myself. I don't know where that came from. Maybe just because I had to learn how to like enjoy spending time on my own. And now I'm like, Gretchen, are you literally okay? You love the way that candle smells. It's going to be such a good vibe in here. Like, do the self-care things, do the wellness things, like do the thing, like clean your environment, take the extra step to do whatever. If it's going to make you feel better and happy. Like all those little things add up and it's worth it. Like, I don't know why I get weird like that. So yeah, I need to make my favorite homemade kale Caesar salad because why not? Light my candle because why not? Like, life is too short. Doing all the little things for me. I don't know if any of you like feel this way, but I literally had to learn that from Max. Like in the beginning of our relationship, I would struggle with my independence and I would be like, how are you so good at spending time on your own? Like you just like have the TV running and are so content on your own and hang out and order takeout. And he just like has a ball. And I'm like, oh wait, I can do that too. Like I like had to learn that. I don't know. So now I love my alone time, you guys know, and I'll do all the self-care. I'll clean, I'll cook, I'll tidy, I'll journal, I'll read, I'll self-tan. I do my hair mask and it's just so fun. So yeah, basically I put in one self-care thing a day because I feel like I have so many little things, like a face mask, a hair mask, candles I can light, a journal I can write in, eye patches I can put out, like so many little things. So I'm like, I should be doing them at least once a day anyway. I have so many things that I bought, like, to get through, so I might as well, you know? But my fun little products and gizmos and gadgets. So anyway, those are my main, pretty much all my goals, resolutions for this year. And again, it's so funny looking back at last year's, like, I forgot so many of them. And I just really don't know what I was thinking. I never checked in, didn't have my actionable steps. Like, there were certain ones, it was like, lower yearly, like, credit card bill. Like, how was I going to do that? Eat out less. Okay, that's so vague. Like, how? Like, right now, if I'm like, okay, I want to eat out less this year, I literally would spell out, okay, that means, like, I think I eat out this much, so I only want to eat out this much. So maybe I would write, like, okay, definitely want to cook Monday through Thursday, always at home. You know, like, I'd have to be a little bit more specific. Oh, another one, you guys, was, like, take podcast audio clips, like take little clips from my podcast and share them on TikTok with like fun videos and stuff. I literally did that like once or twice. That makes me so sad that I forgot about that because it was so fun and people would be like, oh my gosh, yes, I remember this moment from your podcast. I love it. Or like, I love this podcast. And I feel like you don't really find new podcasts like on the podcast app. Like you have to promote your podcast on Instagram or TikTok or something. I'm so bad at that. So maybe I'll add that to my list for this year. But again, with like just me, you guys want to hear me blab and hear my thoughts. Like, I don't know. I guess you do. Why else are you listening? But anyway, like, you know what? Maybe I'll add some more goals, but also like too many is overwhelming. So I don't know. To end, what are your guys' goals and resolutions this year? I am curious. I want to know. I want to steal yours. I feel like you guys have good ones that you're gatekeeping from me that I don't know about that maybe I want to add to my list and I want to adapt. So DM me. Comment on the latest Happy Hour pod Instagram post because I want to know it. Especially then I'll know if you made it to the end of the episode. Comment your goals and resolutions on that post that's promoting this episode. Then I'll know you made it to the end. But wow, it's already over an hour. Love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for rocking out with me for an hour. No ads or anything. Just you and me, baby. This was so much fun. And I'm excited for the year ahead. And I hope you guys are too. And we'll keep the pod going. Keep it fresh. Whatever that may be after my crisis in the beginning where I'm like, what am I doing with this? But yeah. You let me know your thoughts again. But love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. And I'll catch you guys in my next episode.